I don't mean this at all as criticism, but it's overdue in this sense. You know, we make a big, big deal out of Christmas. Everybody does. But Christmas does not have its meaning without the work of Christ on the cross and the resurrection. That's why we have a Christmas, is so that we have it, because we need an Easter. And so I'm just thrilled and very thankful that our musicians have been willing to do this for us, to kind of set the table for the week we're about to have. We'll have Maundy Thursday, Thursday night at 7, and of course Easter Sunday morning. But let me pray for us, and then I'm just going to turn things over to Liz and to the musicians for the rest of the evening. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the work of the Lord Jesus. And the words thank you just aren't enough. We will need and we will have eternity to give you praise and worship and adoration for the work of redemption on our behalf. And Lord, we pray that tonight our hearts would be encouraged, that we would leave with hearts and minds for worship of you, for what you have done and accomplished for us through the work of your Son, as your Spirit points us to Jesus and gives us faith in that very work. Lord, I thank you for the hard work that's gone into preparing for tonight. I thank you for these musicians and their gifts. May they be used for your glory. And we pray that this will be a great night of joy and encouragement in Christ. And we pray in his name. Amen.
changes are happening behind me. I just wanted to take a minute here to tell you about our theme for the night. We titled this Worthy, a Palm Sunday concert, because Jesus is the only one that was worthy to come and die for our sins. So if you notice, a lot of the songs that we're singing and playing tonight are focused on how awesome and powerful and wonderful Jesus is. So I'd like to point that out so you can kind of look for that. And it looks like the bell choir is ready, so we're going to play our next song for you.
Thank you.
Before we do our last bell song, I just would like to give props to these lovely people. They started learning this instrument in, was it October? It's October. And we've come from reading really simple melodies to being able to do songs that are 140 measures long with switching bells. And I'd like you to all applaud them for how wonderful they are doing, because this is amazing. Lovely sound men back there. I guess they're sound men and live stream men, internet men. I'll come up with something. But thank you, Larry and Dave, for making sure that the airwaves or whatever waves there can hear us and everyone in here. So thank you to the sound men. I want to thank Kristen. She made our bulletin. Thank you, Kristen. I knew I should have written this down. Thank you, Heather, for always just being the other half of my brain. I really couldn't do this without her. And she works long hours practicing and keeps us on track when we get off track during practice. So thank you to Heather. She is wonderful. I want to thank the choir and the bell choir for working with me on doing this Palm Sunday Easter-themed concert. We don't normally do, as Paul mentioned, but I think it's been really nice to sing some songs in a different time of the year and have something to look forward to, you know, singing for you. So they worked really hard, and so the bell choir, so it's like a round of applause for them again. All of you for being here, and those of you who are joining us via camera, internet, magic. We just love having an audience to sing to and play for, and really make this worth it, and I hope that we've helped start off your Easter season on a good foot. And I'd like to remind you that we are having our Maundy Thursday service this Thursday at 7 right here, and our Easter service at 10:30 outside on Sunday. So keep those in mind and come back and see us again. All right. Without further ado, our last song for the evening.
Thank you.